You may be seated. I'm a little short. But Josiah is a wonderful tall man of God.
Thank you.
And he gave us a beautiful word for Lent and for us to open our hearts to receive Jesus and to hear his voice and let him refresh us and renew us. So we pray for our beloved Pastor Mike and his family today for his recovery. Let us pray. Our gracious God, as we continue to hear and receive your word, we ask that you would continue to bless us and inspire us and open our hearts to hear your voice, to receive your gifts, and to receive the power and blessing of the Holy Spirit during the season of Lent so that we may walk with you, be with you, and live as your people, chosen and dearly loved. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Last night at the Chinese church, Pastor Mike read a wonderful scripture from Romans 8. And I'm going to read that again for you this morning in honor of him. Romans 8, verses 12 through 17. Hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Indeed, we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. Thanks be to God for the reading and hearing of his holy word. I'd also like to read from Paul's letter to Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 10, and then again, 12 through 15. About the journeying to become like Christ. Hear Paul's words. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them now rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. And this is Paul's prayer for us and for Lent. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Pressing on toward the goal, Paul continues here in this letter. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect. But I press on. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Dear brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And this is Paul's goal for us for Lent. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And that is our goal in Lent, to become like Christ. And then I want to offer the words from Hebrews, Paul's letter to Hebrews chapter 11, the famous verses 1 through 3. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. We thank God for the blessing and reading and hearing of his holy word. I was talking last night with Lana after the Chinese potluck about hope and faith in troubled times. And I have a few words from the writer of Hebrews that I'd like to share with you this morning. The writer of Hebrews defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Faith is something we can always count on, is it not, my dear friends? Because faith is absolute certainty that what we believe is indeed true, and that what we expect will indeed come, because it comes to us from the hand of God. It is hope that looks forward with utter conviction. And so we put together for Lent faith and hope, like the ancients teach us. Christian faith is based upon our utter conviction in God. It is a belief in God beyond all hesitation and standards of the world. It is belief in the utter constancy of God, no matter what. The Bible calls us, as we have read, to such a faith in Christ in the midst of adversity and trial in life. And we were talking about the troubled world that we live in. And we need God today more than ever. The Bible calls us to believe in Christ in the midst of adversity and trial. No matter what the difficulties of life may be, we can believe in God and have confidence in Him. A person once defined faith as taking God at His word. I'm standing on the promises of God, faith and hope. Amen. God is trustworthy, reliable, constant, dependable. Beyond all the tribulations in life, He is the anchor in the sea of life. And we live in a troubled sea, and God is our calmness and our anchor. He is the unshakable foundation of our lives and of our world. Jesus Christ is indeed the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come again, the Almighty. Indeed, my friends, there are times in our lives and circumstances in our lives when we must simply walk by faith and not by sight. Is that not true? When we have turmoil and trouble in our own lives, when we suffer great loss, when we suffer great injury or woundedness or brokenness, and in the midst of trial, we can say to God, I commit myself to you, Lord Jesus. Help me through this with the assurance that He will always, always see us through. It is faith to say, this season of Lent, Lord Jesus, you are my anchor, you are my hope, you are my faith. I know you will never leave me, and you will never forsake me. You see, my friends, Christian faith is a hope that has turned into certainty no matter what. It is a belief in the divine purposes of God against the suffering and difficulty of life. To live authentically in Christ is to stake everything upon Him. Everything upon Him, and to trust in Him beyond all obstacles of the world. There's nothing He cannot do. That is Christian hope. That is Christian faith, in a belief in God's work against the difficult circumstances of the present. He will overcome. He is victorious. He is ultimate. The circumstances of the world are not. And God can bring about good. He can turn bad around and bring hope and promise. The writer of Hebrews states this of the ancients of the faith. For the great men of old received the message from God of God's divine approval and confirmation, generation after generation after generation. It is the utter conviction and belief in the divine purposes of God, no matter what. And today, in the midst of adverse circumstances, God is still in control, my friends. God is still on the throne. And we can live with the assurance that everything will work out for good, because God is a good God, and He is ultimate and power and hope and an anchor for our life, no matter what. The author of Hebrews writes, by faith we understand that the world was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things which do not appear. We are made out of the hand of God. We are held in the hand of God yesterday, today, and tomorrow for all eternity. Trust in the hand of God with faith and hope and conviction and assurance that there is nothing He cannot overcome, nothing He cannot do, and nothing He cannot attain in this life for our good and for the next. Now let me go just for a minute to the words from Romans 8, 12 through 17, where Paul writes that when Christ comes into our lives, brings about the power of the Holy Spirit, we get Him in a new, powerful, and real way. We are no longer slaves to sin, but we are children of the Most High God. We are indeed adopted into His family as Abba Father and as His children by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as Josiah spoke today, the Holy Spirit lives in us. And this is what builds in us our conviction of Christ in all things, because the Holy Spirit empowers us daily to live in Him, to believe in Him, to hope in Him, to walk in Him, and to be in Him. Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, daily nourishes our souls in His love, in His grace, and in His goodness. So what the author of Hebrews tells us, to walk by faith and hope, the Holy Spirit lives in us to make that possible. And that is a great, great gift. So please, my friends, know we are never alone. Christ is with us. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. The power of the Holy Spirit is God's compassionate love implanted, embedded in us with conviction and assurance of His faith and hope now and forever. John 14, 16, 18 writes of Jesus' words, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. but you know him, for he lives with you and in you and will be with you now and forever. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. May this season of Lent, may the Holy Spirit live inside you and dwell in the inner sanctuary of your soul, so that Jesus will always dwell with you in there with faith and hope and strength, and abide with you as his beloved son and daughter. For we are all children of the Most High God, and we live in that power of Christ as the people of God, now and forever. It is this season of Lent, my friends, that we commit ourselves again to Christ as his people, and we come together as community, and we invite people to join us in the body of Christ, in the healing grace and power of Christ. And we are called to create spaces of openness and invitation to invite people to receive God's healing grace and power through us as Christ's hands and feet to others in love. And so, my friends, we're going to have a time of prayer where we come together as the people of God, inviting one another in this place into the grace-filled arms of God to hear again his voice, to receive again his healing grace and power, to know again the strength of his faith and the conviction of his hope and the assurance of his presence, no matter what we face, that he will never abandon us, but he is here right beside us, inside of us, praying in this community, this church, this place, as people of God together with us. And so we are called as his people to work in the upbuilding of his kingdom for this church and for this world, for the good and glory of God. May we bring the redemptive love of Jesus in all we do, and may Christ always be the center of our ministry, now and forever. I'm going to ask Al to begin to play the organ, and we'll have a time of prayer together. Let us pray as the people of God. Jesus tells us, my dear friends, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will indeed find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And remember, my dear friends, I will be with you wherever you go, for you are my treasured possession, the ones I love, the ones I have chosen to be my own. I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up, and I am familiar with all your ways, for you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. I knew you even before you were conceived, and I have been looking forward to your birth since before the world was made. I knit you together in your mother's womb, for you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I will hold you in the palm of my hand for all eternity. I am your hope. I am your trust. I am your father. And you are my beloved son, my beloved daughter. You are mine. and it is my desire to lavish my love upon you. Do not fret about tomorrow or even about today. I have told you, I will take care of you. Every good gift you receive from my hand. So do not worry. Do not be afraid. You know I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are my masterpiece, and I have a purpose for your life. I have chosen you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. You are held securely in my all-powerful hand. Take heart. Act with courage. There is nothing you and I cannot do together. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in me in all things. Wait on me. Be strong. Take heart and wait on me. I have told you this before. I have always been with you, and I will always be with you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Hope and trust. Do not be discouraged. You are mine now and forever, for I will be with you wherever you go. May the Holy Spirit be with us in this season of Lent, that we may be more like Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.